With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In this episode of the Bucks Daily Minute Cast, Mike Evans gets suspended. Tom Brady says it's ridiculous that Evans got suspended. And then the NFL is reviewing all aspects of the game, including why Bruce Arians and Jason Light were on the sidelines. We'll talk about all of that and more next on this late night edition of the Bucks Daily Minute Cast. Keep it right here.
Minicast Media.
10,000!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast starts right now.
Bucks on 3, 1, 2, 3, Bucks!
This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast.
Well, hello and welcome into this late night edition of the Bucks Daily Minute Cast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. You can find this podcast on the Bucks Report. Check them out online, bucksreport.com. You can also find it on YouTube. Just search the Bucks Report. And of course, this podcast is available wherever you get your audio podcasts. Just look up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. So just to start it off here, the big news is that Mike Evans gets suspended for standing up for Tom Brady. But, you know, what are we talking about at the end of the day here? Lattimore got up in Brady's face and kind of did this motion here to him. Fournette got involved, and then Evans stepped in, similar to what he did with Jameis Winston. And just let that be a lesson to everyone else out there in the NFL that this Bucs team is a team's tough team. You step up, you mess around, you find out. And I think that Lattimore, did find out as he stepped up to the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, and he got laid out. And, you know, I think that the New Orleans Saints are, you know, not taking this so well. They're kind of pointing, you know, all the blame in different directions. Now they're saying that maybe Bruce Arians was actually on the field and that what was Jason Light doing out there? I just don't think they're handling this loss very well. And I think that's something that needs to be addressed. And then just to get it going here with some of the biggest news surrounding the team here, Saints head coach Dennis Allen was asked about the Bucs assistant to the GM Bruce Arians being on the sideline Sunday. Allen noted Arians was not just on the sideline, but in the white painted area. Typically, that's an area that's been reserved for players and coaches, trainers, he said. And, you know, if that's the direction that you want to go, shifting your blame on why your team played poorly, then I guess so be it. You know, take a look and just look totally past the fact that Jameis Winston threw a bunch of interceptions out there. Look past the fact that they weren't up to the task of taking on this Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When your biggest complaint is that Bruce Arians, who is not the head coach anymore, is stepping on some white painted area, then I think that you really kind of need to re-examine your thought process and your blame that is being assessed. So then Tom Brady said on the Let's Go podcast that he was too emotional in the game Sunday, said he has to do a better job keeping them in check. And, you know, there is a lot going on in Tom Brady's life. You know, it's, you know, debatable on what that actually is. I know that things are said not to be going so well between him and his wife, even though it appears as though that they've kind of patched it up, if you will. She has sent out some positive tweet saying, you know, good job, good luck, and I hope that you play well and that kind of thing. So I don't know exactly what he's talking about. I know that, you know, the pressures were kind of boiling over on that Bucs team on Sunday, and it was evident. And I think it was an emotional moment for Tom Brady to see one of his teammates step up for him and, you know, kind of just say, hey, you're not going to treat our quarterback like that. You're not going to treat the greatest quarterback of all time like that. And, you know, the fact that, you know, Fournette and Evans kind of got up and stood up for him, I think that, you know, that that would make anyone kind of emotional that you have someone that has your back to that extent. On his weekly Let's Go podcast, Tom Brady addressed his latest tablet tantrum. I'm trying to make sure that I don't throw my arm out when I throw it, but I was pretty pissed yesterday. And, you know, can we fault Tom Brady for playing with passion? If he played half-assed out there, would you respect him nearly as much? I know that I wouldn't. The fact that he cares that much and he's that pissed when his team isn't doing well, I find that admirable. And I don't fault him for throwing a tablet around. I think that, you know, he would take his wallet out and just throw some money out of his wallet and say, hey, is that going to pay for the tablet? Will that keep your mouth shut about me throwing a tablet around? I think that, you know, that is Tom Brady's prerogative. On his podcast, Brady Reference reports he'll take a veteran maintenance day each Wednesday. The fact that I have worked weekends the last 23 years, I do deserve one day off a week. And if anyone is going to fault him for that, why don't I see your record? If there's another NFL player out there that's going to talk trash about him, I want to see your 7 Super Bowl rings. I want to see all your other accomplishments. If Tom Brady at the age of 45 wants to take a day off during the week, so be it. This is his last year in the NFL, his last season for the Bucs. And, you know, I know that this is the news cycle and that's what things are spoke of here. But if Tom Brady wants to take a day off during the week to rest or recuperate or spend time with his family, that is his prerogative and that is his business. And I think that people kind of just need to give him a bit of a break there. Well, for those going by process of elimination, Brady did say Ryan Fitzpatrick is not the MF he was referring to on HBO a year or so back. If you guys remember that, there was a talk on that. And on that episode, he said that mother effer. So I guess the rumor mill out there circulating is that they were talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, but Brady saying that that is not, in fact, the MFer he was talking about. Brady acknowledges on his podcast he banged up the right finger on his throwing hand pretty good Sunday. It's not going to be sore throughout the week. He said it's just going to be sore throughout the week. So, you know, it's a rough game, the game of football out there. And, you know, Brady kind of had that one botched when he snapped the football. His hand was out of position. And, you know, he did get... he did get hit a couple times out there. So it just comes, you know, as part of the nature of playing football that you're going to be sore. But he did say that it is going to be sore throughout the week. He banged up the ring finger on his throwing hand pretty good Sunday. I don't think that will probably affect him next week. But I am not a team doctor, but I don't think that, you know, a sore finger is going to keep Tom Brady out of a football game. Brady goes on to say on his podcast, Evan's suspension, I don't think it deserved any type of suspension. I think that's ridiculous. Hopefully we can move past it and get to a better place. And, you know, I think that the NFL had to do what they had to do. You know, I think that, you know, if they were going to do it, I think that everyone involved should have been suspended, not just Mike Evans. I think that there was some taunting involved. I know that taunting is a big thing in the NFL, and the fact that they don't think that Lattimore was taunting Tom Brady or the Buccaneers is ridiculous. So the fact that he didn't have any more things come against him, I get, is a bit surprising. You think that the fact that he kind of got up in Tom Brady's face and was throwing his hand up, I would consider that taunting. But you know, I think that, you know, the rules are rules, and that is what they tried to take care of there with Mike Evans. All right, so after the break here, we're going to continue to talk about the rules out there and Tom Brady thinking that it was ridiculous that Mike Evans got suspended, and then the fact that the NFL is reviewing everything involved with that game. We'll talk about that next. Support for the Bucks Daily Minute Cast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer just for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. That's promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0, Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. First off, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the future of grooming and, dare I say, the greatest ball hair trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a waterproof and also has a 4000K LED spotlight. You need a more precise shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor. You thought that was good, but want to take your grooming game even further to the next level? Their Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Hair Trimmer. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and provides proprietary skin technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate areas. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I tell you this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort in boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself. So go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with promo code MINUTECAST. So get 20% off and free shipping with promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use promo code MINUTECAST. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. All right, and thanks to Manscaped for sponsoring these independent podcasts. So just to get into the next segment here, we are going to talk about Tom Brady and what he said, that it was ridiculous that Mike Evans got suspended here. And this was an article here in the Bleacher Report. They were saying Tom Brady appreciates his teammate having his back, even if he doesn't agree with the ensuing punishment. The fact that Mike Evans would come out to defend me means everything in the world to me as a teammate, he said on his Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray. When discussing the scuffle during Sunday's game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and New Orleans Saints, Jenna Lane of ESPN reportedly Monday that Evans was suspended one game for his altercation with Saints cornerback Marshawn Lattimore. I don't think it deserved any type of suspension. I think that's ridiculous, Brady said. Hopefully we can move past it and get to a better place. But the one thing that I know for sure is this has relit the fuse of the big feud between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints. And if you think that that's going away anytime soon, you're mistaken. I think that there's some bad blood that goes between these two teams that's been in place for years. And I think that that just really lit the fuse on that one there. The brawl overshadowed Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-10 victory in the latest chapter of the NFC South rivalry. It started when Brady and Lattimore appeared to exchange words and Buccaneers running back Leonard Fournette responded by shoving the cornerback. Lattimore shoved him back. Evans came running into the fray to shove the Saints playmaker. Both Evans and Lattimore were ejected. Lane shared the letter written to Evans by NFL Vice President of Football Operations, John Runyon, explaining the punishment. It's a long, boring legal thing there. Evans and Lattimore are far from best friends, as the wide receiver was also suspended in 2017 for shoving the cornerback. Lattimore was fined $10,500 for the altercation between the two during the 2020 campaign. While Brady appreciated Evans having his back, the suspension is a costly one for the Bucs ahead of a potential playoff preview against the Green Bay Packers. And this is a depleted wide receiver position. We know the issues with Chris Godwin out there. The Buccaneers were already without wide receivers Chris Godwin and Julio Jones in Sunday's win, and will be quite shorthanded at the position if they do not return. Evans could also appeal the suspension, which Lane reported he plans to do, so his status is not finalized as of Monday. And I don't know if he'll have any luck in that regard, but I guess it's always worth a shot. But it does draw a lot into question for the Bucs, as they are, like I said, depleted in that wide receiver position. All right, in this next article, in the NFL is reviewing all aspects of the game, and they're really kind of pulling at it here. Conspicuously visible during Sunday's fourth quarter fracas between the Buccaneers and Saints was retired Tampa Bay coach Bruce Arians. The NFL may be taking a closer look at whether he'll be allowed to roam so freely on the sidelines during games. Now the senior advisor of the general manager, which sounds better than assistant to traveling secretary and or assistant to regional manager, Arians was present and active Sunday. He was doing no apparent or obvious advising of the general manager. However, even before the brawl that resulted in the ejection of Buccaneers receiver Mike Evans and Saints cornerback Marshon Lattimore, which featured Arians chirping and or instigating from the sideline, Arians could be seen peppering one of the officials with questions and or complaints. And I guess I don't have the rule book in front of me on that one, but I do not think that that is a big deal for him to be on the sidelines. Per a source with knowledge of the situation, the league office currently is working on addressing all things related to the incident, including sidelines, that specifically includes Arians. It's unclear whether the league can direct the Buccaneers to get Arians off the sideline, but it should. He's no longer a member of the coaching staff. He should act accordingly. Then again, the Bucs may appreciate having an extra agitator during the games, someone who can piss and moan about whatever, whenever, while the head coach is focused on other things. As long as Arians doesn't interject himself into the actual coaching of the team, the Bucs can benefit from him having him around. That doesn't make it okay from the league's perspective. If Arians is permitted to keep doing what he did Sunday, every team should consider designated one specific person of the non-coaching staff to be the chronic irritant to the officials and or opponents or anyone, as reported last night, but widely ignored and now regarded as breaking news from multiple outlets this morning. Evans and Lattimore face a potential suspension. As we know, Evans did in fact get suspended. This article in NBC Sports from Pro Football Talk. So, you know, I think that you're really kind of drawing at straws here if you're going to try to say that Bruce Arians had something to do with your team losing. You know, I think that you're just really kind of pissed off that your team lost. And if you're drawing those kind of conclusions from Bruce Arians being on the sideline, you know, waving his arms and gesturing, then I think that you have some more problems on your team than just the loss, that is. All right, once again, thank you for joining me on this late night edition of the Bucs Daily Minute Cast, and I'll talk to you again next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.